Good morning. I'd like to call the opening of the bids meeting to order. The first order of business, letter of notification. Gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the State of Louisiana from the Advocate Official Journal for the State of Louisiana and from the respective parish journals as evidence that tract numbers 42955 through 42979 have been advertised in accordance with and under provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30, Revised Statutes of 1950 as amended. Letters of protest or no letters of protest for today's sale, and there would be no tracts will be recommended to be withdrawn from today's sale, and we can proceed with the opening of the bids.
We'll see. Good morning. We did not receive any bids on track 42955 through 42960. We did receive one bid on track 42961, advertised as 25 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Tacoma Energy Corporation. Tacoma Energy Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $13,450. $13,450. Or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $6,725. $6,725. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42962, advertised as 22 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 14 acres. The bidder is Huron Exploration, Inc. Huron Exploration, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $2,184. $2,184, or a per acre value of $156. Annual rentals are $1,638. $1,638. Royalties are 22.5001%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 42963 through 42967. We did receive one bid on track 42968. Advertised as 1,910.3 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 109.11 acres. The bidder is Square Mile Energy, LLC. Square Mile Energy, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $43,425. And 78 cents. $43,425.78, or a per acre value of $398. Annual rentals are $21,712.89. $21,712.89. Royalties are 22.5%. We received two bids on track 42969, advertised as 619 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 29.6 acres. The bidder is Square Mile Energy, LLC. Square Mile Energy, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $47,004.80. $47,004.80. Or a per acre value of $1,588. Annual rentals are $23,502.40. $23,502.40. Royalties are 22.5%. The second bid on track 42969 is for a portion containing 201.51 acres. The bidder is Square Mile Energy, LLC. Square Mile Energy, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $80,200.98. $80,200.98. Or a per acre value of $398. Annual rentals are $40,100.49. $40,100.49. Royalties are 22.5%. We received six bids on track 42970. Advertises 807.04 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 68.12 acres. The bidder is Castec Energy 2005 LP. Castec Energy 2005 LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $160,082. $160,082. Or a per acre value of $2,350. Annual rentals are $80,041. $80,041. Royalties are 24.25%. The second bid on track 42970 is for a portion containing 163.82 acres. The bidder is Castec Energy 2005 LP. Castec Energy 2005 LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $66,347.10. $66,347.10, or a per acre value of $405. Annual rentals are $33,173.55. $33,173.55. Royalties are 24%. The third bid on track 42970 is for a portion containing 182.56 acres. And the bidder is Square Mile Energy, LLC. Square Mile Energy, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $381,185.28. $381,185.28, or a per acre value of $2,088. Annual rentals are $190,592.64. $190,592.64. Royalties are 24%. The fourth bid on track 42970 is for a portion containing 68.12 acres. The bidder is Castec Energy 2005 LP. Castec Energy 2005 LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $136,240. $136,240. Or a per acre value of $2,000. Annual rentals are $68,120. $68,120. Royalties are 25%. The fifth bid on track 42970 is for a portion containing 103.08 acres. The bidder is Square Mile Energy, LLC. Square Mile Energy, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $163,691.04. $163,691.04. Or a per acre value of $1,588. Annual rentals are $81,845.52. $81,845.52. Royalties are 22.5%. The sixth bid on track 42970 is for a portion containing 93.15 acres. And the bidder is Square Mile Energy, LLC. Square Mile Energy, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $37,073.70. $37,073.70. Or a per acre value of $398. Annual rentals are $18,536.85. $18,536.85. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42971, advertised as 1,940.46 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 26.7 acres. The bidder is Castec Energy 2005 LP. Castec Energy 2005 LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $10,813.50. $10,813.50, or a per acre value of $405. Annual rentals are $5,406.75. $5,406.75. Royalties are 24%. We received two bids on track 42972, advertises 280.49 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 93.5 acres. The bidder is Square Mile Energy, LLC. Square Mile Energy, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $164,373. $164,373, or a per acre value of $1,000 $758. Annual rentals are $82,186.50. $82,186.50. Royalties are 22.5%. The second bid on track 42972 is for a portion containing 187 acres. The bidder is Square Mile Energy, LLC. Square Mile Energy, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $104,346. $104,346, or a per acre value of $558. Annual rentals are $52,173. $52,173. Royalties are 22.5%. We received two bids on track 42973, advertised as 2,460 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 345.65 acres. The bidder is Castec Energy 2005 LP. Castec Energy 2005 LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $139,988.25. $139,988.25, or a per acre value of $405. Annual rentals are $69,994.13. $69,994.13. Royalties are 24%. The second bid on track 42973 is for a portion containing 607 acres. The bidder is Merit Energy Services, LLC. Merit Energy Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $349,632. $349,632. Or a per acre value of $576. Annual rentals are $174,816. $174,816. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 42974, advertised as 263 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 9.88 acres. The bidder is Square Mile Energy, LLC. Square Mile Energy, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $2,499.64. $2,499.64, or a per acre value of $253. Annual rentals are $1,249.82. $1,249.82. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on track 42975. We did receive two bids on track 42976, advertised as 907 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 436 acres. The bidder is Oil Land Services, Inc. Oil Land Services, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $155,216. $155,216, or a per acre value of $356. Annual rentals are $77,608. $77,608. Royalties are 22.5%. The second bid on track 42976 is for a portion containing 137 acres. The bidder is Etro Resources, LLC. Etro Resources, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $30,825. $30,825, or a per acre value of $225. Annual rentals are $15,412.50. $15,412.50. Royalties are 21.5%. We did not receive any bids on track 42977. We did receive one bid on track 42978, advertised as 78.96 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 44.06 acres. The bidder is Square Mile Energy, LLC. Square Mile Energy, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $11,147.18. $11,147.18, or a per acre value of $253. Annual rentals are $5,573.59. $5,573.59. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42979, advertised as 1 acre. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Tacoma Energy Corporation. Tacoma Energy Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $538. $538, or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $269. $269. Royalties are 22.5%. That will complete the opening and reading of the bids for today's lease sale.
We will adjourn the opening of the bids meeting. Committee meeting should begin around 9:30. Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold. Mr. Harper. Mr. Schutz.
Present.
Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Martin. Mr. Diaz. Mr. Sanders.
Present.
Ms. Smith.
Present.
Mr. Graves. Mr. Klein. We have a quorum. I hereby convene the Lease Review Committee meeting. I designate Mr. Talbert and Mr. Bradbury to please present the agenda.
Thank you, Chairman Smith, members of the board. I'm here to present the lease review agenda today. All the board members should have a binder containing information related to this agenda. Let's start with how many active leases there are. There are 1,896 active leases covering nearly 841,300 acres. The G&E staff reviewed since the last board meeting some 195 leases covering 92,200 acres. And other 195, there are 7 leases covering 5 oil and gas fields to discuss in more detail today. Let's begin with Eloy Bay, Half Moon Lake Fields. We have state lease 2220, 2221, 4039, and 4147. All these leases are operated by Cox Operating. Committee last reviewed these leases on April 11, 2012. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to grant to accept Cox Operating LLC's report and grant Cox until October 10, 2012 to provide an update of well activities, including new drills, recompletions, and any workovers. By letter dated October 9, 2012, Cox reported the state lease 2220 number 116 well was recompleted in the 6150 sand and is currently producing on average of 175 barrels per day. In June 2012, Cox completed the reentry of the state lease 4039 number 13 well into the 6600 sand, which is currently producing on average of 80 barrels per day. Cox also drilled the state lease 16158 number 2, which is an offset well into the 6600 sand, but had to be shut in due to Hurricane Isaac. Cox is presently working on getting that well completed, anticipates the well will produce 200 barrels per day. The new production has raised the average production rate to 1,047 barrels per day between the two fields. Cox reported that Hurricane Isaac did cause some disruptions in production and in their plans to recomplete some wells, but they are working to restore production fully and return to their 2000 lease development plans. Staff recommends accepting Cox's report and that they be granted until October 9, 2013 to provide an update of field development affecting these leases. Moving on to Grand Isle Block 18, State Lease 797, Energy 21 is our lessee. Committee last reviewed this lease on April 11, 2012. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to grant Energy 21 until October 10, 2012 report on remedial efforts to the high pipeline pressure problem and any other lease activity. Now, if you recall from last month's lease review agenda, under State Lease 799, which is in Grand Isle Block 16, Energy 21 reported that the pipeline the pipeline problem was corrected. Later, Energy 21 on October 25th submitted a report on State Lease 797, stating that the State Lease 797 number M13 well continues to produce and maintain the lease. Energy 21 emphasized that they had leased some 2,736 acres directly offsetting State Lease 797 at the December 2011 lease sale. At the same lease sale, they leased some 3,530 acres in the surrounding offshore blocks. Energy 21 reported they are working the seismic data obtained from their acquisition of ExxonMobil's interest in the Grand Isle area complex, with the intention to develop State Lease 797 and the new state leases jointly. They also mentioned that Energy 21 has efforts to form a joint venture with a third party to develop this newly acquired acreage. Staff recommends accepting Energy 21's report and to grant Energy 21 approximately 12 months to prepare a development plan affecting this lease and the surrounding area. And by November 13, 2013, Energy 21 should meet with the staff to present their development plan. Moving on to Basin Lane Field, Hillcorp Energy Resources is our lessee. We're here to discuss State Lease 199A and A-1. The committee last reviewed this lease on April 12, 2012. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to accept Hillcorp Energy's report and to grant Hillcorp until October 10, 2012 to report on activities affecting this lease. By letter dated October 4th, Hillcorp reported on having spent approximately $3 million on various field projects, from installing a line heater to rebuilding a production facility in the field, all for the purpose to maintain increased production on the lease. Hillcorp reported that future plans involve reactivating the 13,600 sand by water flood at the cost of $6 million and reprocessing 3D seismic data to optimize future drill site locations for the Basin Lane Unit 3, number 6 well, and the Unit 7, number 35 well, both wells having multiple pay sands. It was also reported that Hillcorp has finalized the acquisition of a 3D seismic set at the cost of $4.5 million that will be merged with other data sets to form a 300-mile continuous data set. Staff recommends accepting Hillcorp's report and to grant Hillcorp until April 10, 2013 to submit a definite plan of development for the non-productive acreage, including the drilling of a new well on or affecting the non-productive acreage. And lastly, State Lease 724, Four Isle Dome Field, Hillcorp Energy is our lessee. The committee last reviewed this lease on April 11, 2012. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to accept Hillcorp Energy's report and to grant Hillcorp until October 10, 2012 to report on activities affecting this lease. By letter dated October 4th, Hillcorp reported on a recompletion in the LL&E State Unit 22, number 9 alternate well to the 63 sand at the cost of approximately $169,000, producing some 3,000 barrels of oil and 115,000 MCF, but watered out in late June. It was also reported perforations were added to the LL&E State Unit 22, number 8 well at the cost of $51,000, but the operation was unsuccessful. Hillcorp has plans to recomplete the LL&E State Unit 22, number 9 well to the 56 sand at the cost of $112,000. In addition, Hillcorp continues to seek partners to drill a $14 million prospect affecting this lease. The staff recommends accepting the Hillcorp's report and to grant Hillcorp until April 10, 2013 to submit a definite plan of development for the non-productive acreage, including the drilling of a new well on or affecting the non-productive acreage. And that concludes my portion. Are there any questions?
Good morning, Chairman Smith, members of the board. Today I have to bring before you request for the board to recognize force majeure conditions for Aviva America, Chevron, Clayton Williams, and Lobo Operating concerning State Leases 4407, 4458, 4865, 50, 49, 16, 8, 90, 17376, 17378, 18637, and 19323. These were affected by Hurricane Isaac, causing damage to their production facilities. We'd recommend that you recognize the force majeure for another 3 months until the February board meeting, where we'll revisit this matter. And if you have any questions, then.
Thank you both very much. Are there any questions or comments from the board at this time? Are there any public questions or comments? I need a motion and a second to accept and approve.
Second.
I have a motion from Mr. Cordero, a second from Mr. Sanders. All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. I need a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. I have a motion from Mr. Cordero, a second from Ms. Smith. The Lease Review Committee is now adjourned. Thank you.
I'd like to call to order the Nomination Track Evaluation Committee meeting. This time we'll have a roll call. Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold?
Here.
Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Diaz? Mr. Morton? Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Smith? Here. Mrs. Smith? Mr. Klein? We have a quorum. Also, I appoint Emil Fontenot as my designee to present the agenda items. Good morning, Mr. Fontenot.
Good morning, Mr. Cordero, ladies and gentlemen. Previous approval by the board was granted to the staff to process and advertise 25 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journals of the parish where the properties are located for today's lease sale. A non-exclusive seismic permit number 2011-12-001 Baymore Shan RG3D situated in Lafourche and Jefferson parishes were previously granted to Global Geophysical Services, Inc. by the State Mineral and Energy Board and is due to expire today, November the 14th, 2012. Hurricane Isaac disrupted ongoing field operations and caused a temporary stoppage of seismic data acquisitions under the aforementioned seismic permit, resulting in a delay of 34 days before normal field operations could be resumed. Global Geophysical Services, Inc. is requesting a 90-day extension of said seismic permit. By statute, the permit may be extended by the Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources for operation cease due to unforeseen circumstances. Because this is a force majeure situation, the staff recommends that the State Mineral and Energy Board propose an extension of 34 days for non-exclusive seismic permit number 2011-12-001, Baymore Shan RG3D, Lafourche and Jefferson Parishes, to December the 18th, 2012, without additional payment.
Okay. I need a motion and second to accept the staff's recommendation. Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Segura. Any public comment on this item? Any comment from the committee?
I have one question.
Go ahead.
Is the 34 days going to be enough for them to finish their seismic?
It's my understanding that that would be the time that they would need.
Okay. Thank you.
All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
And the final item, 24 nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the January 9, 2013 lease sale are pending approval by the board for advertising. The staff recommends that they be given the authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the January 9, 2013 lease sale.
Motion and second. Motion by Ms. Smith, second by Mr. Arnold. Any public comment on this item? Comment or questions from the committee? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. And a motion and second to adjourn Nomination Track Evaluation Committee. Motion by Ms. Smith. Second by Mr. Smith. Committee is adjourned. Thank you, Mr. Fontenot.
I take roll for the audit committee. Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Schust?
Here.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mrs. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Sanders?
Present.
With myself, we do have a quorum. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
I will appoint you our designate to present the agendas.
Thank you for the honor.
Thank you.
Item number one is a recoupment request from Apache Corporation for an overpayment in the amount of $133,485.71. The state lease number involved is 17754. For the sales months of April and September 2008, Apache paid gas royalties on incorrect volumes and values, which resulted in an overpayment. Staff has reviewed the documentation and verified the corrected volumes and values and recommends that Apache Corporation be allowed to recoup this overpayment from future royalties.
You have heard staff's report and recommendation. Do you have a motion?
Sanders.
Move Mr. Sanders, second by Mrs. Smith. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is there anyone opposed to this motion? Hearing none, the item passes. Item two.
Item number two is a recoupment request from Clayton Williams Energy Incorporated for an overpayment in the amount of $37,080.83. The state lease numbers involved are 17376 and 17378. For the month of June 2012, Clayton Williams neglected to deduct severance tax, resulting in an overpayment of royalty. Staff has reviewed the documentation and verified the overpayment was made and recommends that Clayton Williams Energy Incorporated be allowed to recoup this overpayment from future royalties.
You've heard the staff's report and recommendation.
Move, Sanders.
Moved by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is there anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Item three.
Item number three is a penalty waiver request from Dimension Energy Company for a penalty of $21,666.09 billed for audit exceptions. The field audit for January 2006 through December 2010 began on July 11, 2011. Total royalty collected for the entire audit period was $2,107,922.39. This was the second audit of Dimension. They were very cooperative with accommodations and scheduling, as well as providing documents and granting access to key personnel. They provided timely responses to all questions. Exceptions noted were different from the previous audit, and corrective measures have been taken. Dimension Energy paid the state a total of $75,191.67 in royalty exceptions and $16,308.11 in interest. In accordance with penalty waiver protocol, we are recommending a 100% waiver of $21,666.09.
Once again, you have heard the staff's report and recommendation. Any motions?
Second, please.
Move by Ms. Sanders, Mrs. Smith and Mr. Sanders seconded. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any from the public? Is anyone against this motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Item four.
Item number four is a penalty waiver request from Key Operating and Production Company, LLC, for a penalty of $48,303.75 billed for audit exceptions. The field audit for April 2004 through October 2011 began on January 17, 2007. Total royalty collected for the audit period is $4,917,920.92. This was the first audit of Key. They were very cooperative with their accommodations and scheduling, as well as providing documents and access to key personnel. There were no difficulties in obtaining responses to questions timely. Royalty and interest were paid timely. The company has taken corrective measures to prevent future recurrence. Key Operating and Production Company, LLC, paid the state a total of $147,976.09 in royalty exceptions and $55,840.22 in interest. In accordance with penalty waiver protocol, we are recommending a 100% waiver of $48,303.75. And we do have representatives from Key should the board have any questions.
You've heard a staff report and recommendations. Do you have any motions? Move Mr. Smith to accept.
Second
by Mr. Sanders. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed to this motion? Hearing none, the motion passes. Item five.
Item number five is a request to place Yuma Exploration and Production Company Incorporated on demand for unpaid oil and gas royalties, which were the result of a field audit. A billing letter was sent to Yuma on June 22, 2010, and a second notice followed on August 11, 2010. A pre-demand was issued September 21st, 2010. Representatives from Yuma met with staff in April of 2011 to dispute the exceptions. Staff requested additional documentation, which included general ledgers, to support Yuma's claim. Yuma Exploration and Production Incorporated has failed to provide the relative and necessary documentation to support their counterclaims. A partial payment of $30,678.30 in principal and $11,925.23 in self-calculated interest was received on April 29, 2011. Total outstanding principal due is $264,334.58. Interest and penalties continue to accrue. Several attempts have been made by staff to contact representatives from Yuma to try to resolve the outstanding audit issues. It's been difficult to get any cooperation at all from company staff, and they've made no attempts to contact our office to resolve the audit exceptions. The Attorney General's office is in agreement with this request.
Move.
Move by Mr. Sanders to place Yuma Exploration Production Company on demand.
I have a question.
Sure. Do you have a second first? Second by Mr. Cordero. Mr. Cigar, question?
What does it mean, self-calculated interest? They just decided to pay this amount and calculated the interest themselves?
Yeah, they calculated the interest themselves and submitted that amount.
And so after that payment, they owe the $264.
That's correct.
Plus interest.
Plus
interest and penalty that we calculate.
Have we had any problem with them in the past? You know.
As far as being a payer, they're not, you know, month to month. We haven't had any major issues. John's shaking his head. That I'm aware of. Audit issues. This is the first time that this came about. So, I mean, we haven't had any issues in the past, but there's, you know, sometimes things change. This was in the beginning when we were having issues with the audit. They were working with a contractor. So sometimes that tends to muddle the waters a little bit.
Sure.
And they disagreed, but then they paid?
They disagreed with the exceptions. They paid a partial payment. I'm not sure what exception they paid on. I could tell you that, though. They made a partial payment on one exception, and it wasn't the full exception. So they're still disputing all of the remaining exceptions, and we had 15 in total. So when we did meet with them back in April 2011, they did come with a contractor that they were working with. We were assured that they could provide all the documentation to support their counterclaims. We requested copies of the general ledger. It took a very long time going back and forth with them to even get the general ledger, and we're just still not satisfied with the documentation provided, and the company has just stopped responding.
Mrs. Smith?
Yes. Rachel, could you give us an estimate of what the interest and penalties that have accrued since the payment was received and whether the $11,000 was sufficient to cover?
I can tell you the $11,000 won't be sufficient. We don't calculate the interest and penalty until the exception is paid because it continues to accrue until the date the exception is paid. So I don't have a total to date what the interest and penalty would be. If you need it, we can run the numbers, though, and I can provide it to you.
Any other comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed to this motion to place Yuma on demand? Hearing none, the motion carries. Item 6.
Item number 6 is the staff report on ATP Oil and Gas Corporation bankruptcy. ATP filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy on August 17, 2012. ATP was an active payer from March 2001 through April 2007 and paid on only one LUCODE. Total royalty paid while active was $589,028.92. ATP was audited in September 2004 for the period March 2001 through December 2003. Royalty exceptions and interest totaling $32,944 was paid in 2004, and that audit was closed. A desk audit has been added to the 2013 audit cycle for the period of January 2004 through 2007 to close ATP Oil and Gas Corporation as a payer.
There's no action required, right?
No, sir. No action required.
So do they owe us money?
We don't know. We're not sure. We'll find out when we do the audit.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Item 7.
Item number 7 is a staff report to the committee that the election for November 2012 gas royalty is to be paid on a process basis at the Discovery Plant at LaRose and the C. Robin Plant at Henry per the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement.
Thank you, Ms. Newman. There being no further items on the agenda, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Good morning, Ms. Dewey.
Good morning.
Legal. First, the committee in order. Please, first, have a roll call. Mr. Segura. Here. Mr. Arnold. Ms. Harper. Ms. Chute.
Here.
Zero.
Here.
Diaz. Martin. Sanders present. Mr. Darrell Smith. Here. Ms. Ellen Smith. Chip Klein, we have a quorum. Designate Ms. Dewey and Mr. Heck to report to the board. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you. Item number 1 is a request for final approval of a lease amendment between the State of Louisiana and Chevron. This amendment's already been approved in principle, and this request is for final approval. It is for an extension of the deferred development term from 2 years to 3 years on State Lease 19547 in Cameron Parish. Everything has been executed and properly advertised, and it's on the docket as item 1242. At this point, we recommend final approval.
Here a second. Thank you, Mr. Cadera. Is there any comment from the board on this motion? Comment from the public? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Thank you. Item number 2 is a request for final approval of a lease amendment between the State of Louisiana and Chevron. It affects lease numbers 19534, 536, 537, and 540, and the amendment is to extend the lease from 5 years to 6 years with a one-year option. This has already been approved in principle. It's been executed and properly advertised, and it's on the docket as item 1243. We do recommend final approval.
Pleasure to the board. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Ms. Smith, for the second. Any comment or question by the board? Comment or question by the public? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, motion carries.
Thank you. Item number 3 is a request for final approval of a lease amendment between the State of Louisiana and Chevron, wherein the old shut-in clause is going to be replaced with the new shut-in clause, and it affects leases 19534, 536, 537, and 540. It's already been approved in principle and has been properly executed and advertised and is on the docket as item 1244. We do recommend final approval.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to the board. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Smith. Any board comment or question on the matter? Any public comment or question? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Dewey.
Item number 4 is a request for final approval of a lease amendment between the State of Louisiana and Clayton Williams Energy Incorporated, affecting state leases 17376 and 17378 in Plaquemines Parish. They are asking to add the force majeure provisions and the other required paragraphs that go along with that new force majeure provision. Everything has been approved in principle, properly executed and advertised, and it's on the docket as item 1245. We do recommend final approval.
Chair will entertain a motion. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Smith, for the second. Any board question or comment? Public question or comment on this matter? Hearing none, the motion carries. Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Thank you. Item number 5 is a request for final approval of a settlement agreement between the State of Louisiana through the Department of Natural Resources, Office of Mineral Resources, and the Plaquemines Parish Government. What this is it's a side agreement that was part of that major Chevron suit where there were 6 consolidated concursus cases. Everything had already been approved in principle, and the main settlement agreement between the state and the private claimants had been executed. This is actually a separate agreement just between the state and the Plaquemines Parish government, and it only affects one tract in one of those 6 suits. But since it was between, the dispute was not with private claimants, the dispute was with the Plaquemines Parish government, so it did require a separate settlement agreement. And that separate agreement has been drafted. It's been signed by us and by the Plaquemines Parish government, and it has been filed into the suit record. So we're just requesting final approval of that agreement.
Thank you, Mr.
And that's in Plaquemines Parish, of course.
Thank you, sir, for the motion. May I hear a second? Thank you, Mr. Smith, for the second. Any board comment or question about this matter? Any public comment concerning this matter? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Okay. Item number 6, the board had previously at the last meeting granted the staff authority to negotiate an operating agreement with Energy Properties, Inc. on 40 acres. That's a portion of former state lease 11136, and to take that acreage out of commerce so it could no longer be nominated and leased. Energy Properties has notified the staff that it would rather nominate the acreage. So the staff is recommending and Energy Properties is requesting that the board rescind its authority to negotiate the operating agreement and to place that 40 acres back into commerce so it can be nominated for a lease. And the staff does recommend this.
Thank you, Mr. Heck. Chair will entertain a motion. Thank you very much. Thank you, Ms. Smith, for the second. Any board comment or question on the matter? Any public comment or question concerning the matter? Yes, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Goddard.
Why would they do this? Well, not...
Time constraints.
Okay.
They could get a lease earlier than the operating agreement would probably be confected.
Any further question or comment? Public comment, I think I've asked for that. Hearing any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Okay, item number 7 is a request by the staff for ratification by the board of a correction of a property description which was incorrectly advertised in the January 27, 2012 Advocate. What happened was this was an operating agreement between Donegal Energy LLC and the state, which resulted because the original lease that was granted to Donegal had been advertised after the lease sale rather than prior to the lease sale. However, the operating agreement itself was advertised to the property description was advertised to reestablish production from the state lease 1480 number 2 well containing 73.56523 acres, more or less, former state lease 1480. That was incorrect. The true property description was to obtain production from existing unit wells and form out to drill another well containing 240.25 acres, more or less, covering all or a portion of state lease 19282, lying inside the confines of the composite of both the 11,200-foot VUA and the 9,800-foot VUA in Jefferson Parish. The staff and the Attorney General's office determined that because the only two parties affected were Donegal and the state with the original advertisement, and both parties knew what the correct acreage was and the correct description was, the incorrect property description that was actually advertised was a relative nullity,
which could be corrected by an advertisement with the correct property description that would be ratified by the board. That's what has happened. There has been an advertisement of this in the Advocate with the correct property description, and the staff is recommending and requesting that the board ratify this corrected advertisement. There were no other parties that would have been affected by the incorrect advertisement. So the original granting of the operating agreement, once the board ratifies this corrected advertisement, will be valid.
Thank you for the motion. Thank you, Mr. Segura, for the second. Do I hear any comment from the board or question from the board concerning this matter? Is there any public comment on the matter? Any objection to the motion by the board? Board hearing none? Or hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you. Next.
Item number 8 is a request by Clayton Williams Energy for retroactive authority to escrow state production interests relating to state lease 19706, and this is in Plaquemines Parish in Coquille Bay Field. What happened here was Clayton Williams notified our office of a potential dispute and asked for authority to escrow, which was granted by the board. However, that escrow authority expired on September 11, 2012. Clayton Williams had anticipated filing a concursus petition before that date, but didn't actually get it filed. They did continue to escrow through their attorney's trust accounts, and I do have copies of all of the checks that were sent. Since then, I would say maybe one day last week, I don't know the exact date, but a concursus petition was filed, and all of the money that was previously held in Mr. Baker's attorney trust account was deposited into the registry of the court with interest. We've confirmed that the interest calculation was correct, and, you know, we were fine with it. It's acceptable to us. So at this point, we're just asking that the authority for them to actually escrow those funds be granted retroactive back to September 11th, 2012.
Thank you, Ms. Dewey. It's a pleasure of the board. Thank you for the motion. Thank you, Mr. Darrell Smith, for the second. Is there any board comment or question concerning this issue? Any public comment? Any objection by the board to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you, Ms. Dewey.
Thank you.
Item 9 is a request by the staff to rescind the approval of an assignment from Genesis Producing Company, LP, to Big Smith Oil Corporation, which was approved by the board June 13, 2012. In this particular instance, after the board had approved the assignment, it was learned by the staff that a suit had been filed in the 152nd Judicial District Court, County of Harris, State of Texas, by Genesis, alleging fraud in the obtaining of the assignment. In your packet, there is a copy of the petition as well as a copy of an injunction issued by that court stating that the monies received from the lease would be put into escrow until it is determined whether or not the assignment had been actually fraudulently obtained. What the staff is requesting now, and the reason it's requesting rescinding the approval of the assignment, because by statutory law, the assignment is actually valid once the board approves it. And the staff would, and the board, would not want Big Smith Oil Corporation, even while it's under injunction from the state of Texas court, to do anything or to be able to do anything with that lease due to the assignment until the Texas case is settled. So by rescinding the approval of the assignment, there is no authority in Big Smith Oil Corporation to do anything further with that lease, regardless of what the state Texas court does. And this will be the staff would request that this rescission of the approval stand until a final unappealable judgment is obtained in the Texas court regarding the fraudulent allegations.
Thank you, Mr. Heck. Thank you, Mr. Arnold, for the motion. Thank you, Ms. Smith, for the second. Is there any question or comment by the board concerning staff's recommendation, this motion? Any comment from the public concerning this matter? Any objection to the motion from by any member of the board or the board? Hearing none, motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Atkins.
Item number 10 is a discussion in executive session. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Smith. We'll be in executive session. I didn't hear what you said. Yeah. Somebody's a good lawyer's been doing. We don't have a quorum in here, do we? We're just shy of necessary attendees.
Please. I make a motion to come out of executive session.
Any objection? Hearing none. We're out of executive session, back to normal business. Ms. Dewey, are you going to report the item that we've just discussed?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Staff is requesting a ratification of the writ application that was filed in the Second Circuit in the suit entitled Kenneth Webb versus DNR et al., and this was a result of the district court's denial of the state's exceptions of preemption, prescription, no cause of action, and no right of action.
What is the pleasure of the board? Thank you.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Segura. Who gave me the motion?
Mr. Schutz.
Thank you, Mr. Schutz. Is there any question, comment concerning the motion by the board? Any public comment or question? Any objection to the motion by the board? Hearing none, motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Dewey.
Thank you. That's all we have
Thank
for
you
today.
Very much. Good day to you.
Thanks.
I'd like to call a DACA review committee meeting to order. Take a roll call. Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mrs. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Sanders?
Present.
And myself, we do have a quorum. Mr. Meal, how you doing, sir? I designate you
Good
to present
morning,
the agenda.
Thank you. Thank you very much. The staff recommends that the board approve the following docket items. Under Category A, State Agency Leases, Item 1. Under Category B, State Lease Transfers, Items 1 through 37. There are no items submitted under Category C, which is the Agency Lease Transfers. And under Category D, the Advertised Proposals, Items 1 through 5. And that completes the recommendations for the docket review.
None of these items need our governor's approval?
None needs them, no, sir.
You've heard staff's report. I have a motion to approve.
Second. Sanders.
Moved by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions from the committee? Yes, ma'am. Ms. Stacy.
Just a clarification, Mr. Fontenot, on the state lease transfers. You said that was items 1 through
5.
1 through 37?
37.
What about items 38 through 44?
Items what?
38 through 44.
Do you have the docket with you?
This is from the interview. Okay. Okay, so it's items 38 through 42. Are you recommending approval of those as well?
Under category B, it would be through 42? Okay. My report does not have that, then we also need to include those as well.
Is your amendment, motion amended, Mr. Sanders?
Yes.
Mr. Smith, you approve? You approve the amended motion? Any other comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is there anyone opposed? I hear none. The item passes. I believe that is it, sir. That's correct.
Okay.
If you have no further items, we are adjourned. Thank you.
The board meeting will convene in about 20 minutes.
Hang around till 11 o'clock now.
All right, I'd like to call this meeting to order. Okay, Ms. Talley, could we have a roll call, please?
Sure. Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold?
Present.
Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Diaz? Mr. Morton? Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Smith? Ms. Smith? Mr. Graves?
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have 8 members present and a quorum.
Great, thank you. Item 2 is approval of the October 10th, 2012 minutes. Do I have a motion to approve?
Second.
A motion by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Sanders. Any public comment? Any discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Item 3, the adoption of the committee recommendations. 3A, Lease Review Committee. B, Nomination and Track Committee. C, Audit Committee. D, Legal and Title Controversy Committee. And E, Docket Review Committee. Do I have a motion to accept the recommendations of those committees?
Sanders, second.
I have a motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. Any discussion by the members or public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Item 4 is our executive session for our technical briefing. Do I have a motion to go into executive session?
Second.
Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. Any public comment? Not. All in favor? All opposed? We are in executive session. We'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you.
Only have 3 tracks to go over, right?
It's going to be a way to drive around it.
Okay, this one. They need to improper bid. I'm just going to say we're accepting it, subject to review by the
I'd like to get a motion to come out of executive session.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Ms. Smith. Any questions, any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Mr. Bond, would you read us the bids, please?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. On track number 42970, there are multiple acceptable bids with an apparent overlap. As a result, we recommend accepting bid number 2 by Castex Energy on 163.82 acres and bid number 5 by Square Mile Energy on 103.08 acres and bid number 6 by Square Mile Energy on 93.15 acres. As to the remaining bids, we recommend accepting bid number 1 by Castex Energy 2005. As to bid number 3 by Square Mile Energy, after we finalize the property descriptions, we recommend that Square Mile Energy be granted an option to take the remaining property of its bid minus any property bid by Castex Energy 2005 at Square Mile Energy's bid price. On track number 42974, we had a bid by Square Mile Energy. The portion that was bid by Square Mile Energy, after on our initial review, we could not find any state-owned water bottoms within the track area. The track that was bid within the portion that was bid by Square Mile Energy. So we're going to accept this bid, subject to further review by the State Land Office. On track number 42978. we were going to reject this bid for improper bid. There was an apparent problem with the check that was issued. As to the remaining bids that we received, we were recommending that those bids be accepted.
All right.
I make a motion to accept staff recommendations.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Arnold to accept staff's recommendation of those bids and award them as leases. A second by Mr. Sanders. Any questions, discussion? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Those bids are awarded. All right. The bid submitted on track number 42978 was rejected by the board for insufficient check or improper bid.
Improper bid, yes.
At this time, I'd like to entertain a motion and a second to offer track number 42978 for the bidding from the floor.
Second, Sanders.
I have a motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. Any questions? Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. With that motion and action, track number 42978 is now offered for bidding from the floor. Do you have any bids from the floor on track number 42978 containing 44.06 acres? Oh, 151.
My name is Stephen Guidroz. I represent Square Mile Energy, LLC, and we would like to bid on this tract that's been thrown open to the floor, number 42978, on the same portion that we had apparently erroneously bidded on earlier, that being a 44.06 acre portion of this tract described in the earlier bid that was rejected. The total amount that we would like to bid, again, is $11,147.18, which is calculated at $253 per acre. The annual rental is proposed in the amount of $5,573.59, with a royalty of 22.5%.
All right. Are there any other bids from the floor on track number 42978? Going once? Going twice?
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
What is the term that they're bidding?
3-year primary term.
All right. Any other bids on the floor for track number 42978 for the third time? The bidding on track number 42978 is closed. What's the staff's recommendation on the bid received?
Mr. Chairman, the staff would recommend that the bid from Square Mile Energy be accepted, subject, however, to that in our initial review that the portion that was bid actually fell outside of the advertised track area, so our recommendation is to accept as to that portion that lies within the advertised track area.
Okay. Do I have a motion and a second to accept staff's recommendation of track number 42978 as recommended by Mr. Bone?
Sanders, second.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. Any further discussion or questions? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. That bid is awarded.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Item 6. Any announcements?
Yes, sir. The total for today's lease sale is $1,582,837.97, bringing the fiscal year-to-date total to just under $8.7 million.
All right. Any other announcements? I have an announcement. Today, apparently, it happens to be Kay Schroeder's birthday. So, happy birthday. She's in the audience. You can wish her happy birthday. Was that accepted? All right. With no further ado, item 7 is the adjournment. Do we have a motion to adjourn? Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Cordero, and third by Ms. Smith. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. We are adjourned. We'll see you next month. Thank you.